Rocky Mountain. Radio Links WB5YOE repeater.
Payload paddlers have got the payloads up and they're stretching the string, getting ready for launch in 0LP. 2 minutes yet.
Thank you. Thank you.
The balloon's filled. We're in the last stages of connecting up the valve mechanism to the base of the balloon. Payload string guys are all out, getting a lot of instruction from KV0LP, N0LP. Beautiful day for a flight. There's nobody having to put their hands up to control the balloon. The balloon is just straight up in the air. It's just beautiful. N0LP.
Be getting good pictures of this. N0KKZ.
Balloonmeister has the balloon. He's getting up on his feet. The balloon has been released from the sandbag. There goes the pie ball out, almost straight up, N0LP. What's that? 74 is away, 80530, N0LP. Beautiful launch.
Congratulations, guys. We'll get it back for you. This WA0GEH.
Balloon's going straight up over the launch site. N0LP.
Congratulations, guys. We'll get it back. WA0GEH. Congratulations. Tracking stations, please advise when you have a required signal on anything. Station Hotel, are you settled?
Yeah, this is KH2NC. I'm tracking.
We haven't heard it yet. Okay, N0 Beta 5.
Okay, you guys are in a good location there. Great, that's what I'm hearing.
0LP and 0KKZ.
0KKZ and 0LP.
T0UT is repeating it onto the internet.
She's standing right here saying that's true. Great, thank you, sir.
I told you. Yeah, he's his home station is doing the job on findyou.com. Thanks, N0KKZ.
Roger, N0LP. Just got the first packet off the crossband repeater, 7767, N0LP.
WA0GH, got AOS on 147555.
Alpha, this is Hotel.
Alpha, go ahead.
Acquired the signal, N0005.
Thank you, WA0GH. N0LP is WA0GH. Never mind, got it. WA0GH. Tracking stations advise when you receive packet on 3-4.
Station Charlie, we've got that packet, but we're real close to the balloon, and we're heading out. N zero, NDM.
Okay, Larry, we'll be looking for it. That is zero GTH.
N0KKZ, N0LP.
N0KKZ.
It's kind of an interesting configuration here with the big tracking antenna because the balloon is directly overhead, N0LP. It's 3/10 of a mile away, and I think all that distance is straight up.
Okay, well, yeah, and it just, I guess you can, you know, plant corn in the rows that the antenna will dig.
N0LP.
H2NC.
Sorry, Rick. You called me and I was busy, and so go ahead.
Hey, that's okay. How often does the balloon beacon?
I think it's once a minute for the GGA. It's once every minute or once every 30 seconds for GGA, and then once every minute for RMC, and once every 2 or 3 minutes for GSA.
Thank you very much.
Alpha, this is Delta.
Alpha, go ahead.
Oh, Roger, I have acquired a packet on 3-4.
Excellent. Great. Thank you very much. That's on the Israel GH.
And I should have a good good location for me for you very shortly. K0GLZ.
Mr. Calder, this is WA0GH.
Yeah, Marty, good morning. D0VH, please, sir. Just want to let you know we're tracking the balloons at Woodbridge. Solid copy. Good luck with the flight.
Ah, thank you very much. And your handler?
This is Jack, Japan America Charlie Kilowatt. Jack.
Okay, Jack, very good. We appreciate the report there. And if you can, make sure you flip the save the text thing. We'll probably use that. Sounds like you got a good location there.
We'll run a log on the whole flight for you. Good luck. Good morning.
Thanks, Jack. So these are okay.
Comma 53.2.
It's always best to grab a fan that hasn't dried out.
You're using permanent, right?
Yeah, 67.4, 53.2.
That's affirmed.
Thank you, Bendy.
Rick.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
Something's wrong with my program and it's not decoding the packets properly. But I may be able to fix that during the flight, but if I can't, I won't be able to do a first prediction.
Are you copying on 3-4 or 144.55?
I'm doing the 144.34, the TNSA.
Would it help to try any of the others?
Well, no, I'm receiving the packets and they're being, it's weird to explain, but half the program's decoding them and the other half is. So it wouldn't be a good idea to change because I lose all the low-level wins. So I'm just going to keep going with this and then I'll try to debug it later.
Well, good luck. Hopefully you get it straightened away there. We could use that other forecast there. Always like from you.
Yeah, really, N0KKZ. I'm going to look into some other files and see what happens. N0KKZ.
Alpha Lima. Got the speed dropped off. Marty, we were almost hit 50 miles an hour. We're back to about 20, so it looks like it may not have the legs, as Rick suggested.
Okay, I understand. We haven't crossed over 85 yet.
Station Delta at 60 0.5, 52.2, bearing 277 degrees true.
K0J, hold that.
Okay, thank you very much, Jim. Station Echo. N0NDM, W0GH.
N0NDM, copy, thank you.
Great.
Okay. I just thought maybe he was rocking along to some ZZ Top in there and wasn't listening to the radio. K0 ANI.
Well, I forget this thing. You gotta push the talk twice. You push the talk and it really doesn't transmit. It takes the radio back to a different display and then you gotta push it again. Sorry. I'll get with the program here eventually. N0, NBM.
Okay, you gonna meet me over on 55 Simplex when you get a chance?
Sure. I'll move over there now.
K0 ANI.
Sunday, February 22nd.
Good morning.
From the Rocky Mountain Radio, please. WB5YOE repeater.
WA0GEH M0KKZ.
Go ahead, Rick.
Are you running APRS on a computer screen?
I am indeed.
Okay, well, I'm going to, if you will permit me, I'm going to try to transmit a real-time prediction.
Cool. But give me your call that you'll send that under.
Just me, M0KKZ.
Let me set that up because it won't see it otherwise.
I'm standing by for you.
Take a bearing of 7 minutes. Okay, Rick, whenever you're ready.
Delta X, sorry. I've been watching the altitude, and I show it's still going up because I've seen it go from 61,000 to 60, almost 66,000.
Okay, let me watch it a little bit here. You're probably quite right. I was distracted by somehow.
I see it's 65,857 now.
Correct, sir. That's what I show.
Okay, still on the way. Sorry for the misinformation. Okay, zero to you.
Okay, K0 to LZ.
Ready. Okay, KZ, this WA0 GDHZ is very cool. You have apparently updated your prediction.
Yep, and I'm running it on another computer so I can see it come back. So, yeah, that's the right prediction. And when it bursts or starts... Oh, you know what? If it starts coming down on a static descent, I don't know what's going to happen. I'll have to look in the code and see if it takes that into account.
Okay. And you're confident in that one, right?
Let me just look at something real quick here. Click. Hold on, let's see. Hold on.
While you're doing that, we'll get the guy started on a bearing here. And bearing mark will be in 10 seconds. That's 10, 5, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mark your bearing.
Alpha Station Bravo.
No, go ahead.
Heard a little ahead of you on taking these and we're just sitting there waiting. Location 67.4, comma 53.2, a bearing of 255 degrees true.
Thank you very much. Station Delta, when you're ready. Okay, didn't mean to ignore you there, but I wanted to get some bearings. Thank you. So the SROGH will be some help.